and you're listening to Breakthrough Entertainment live on 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Dave Isaac, alongside Joseph J. and Eric Rainer. Greg will be here shortly.
Yes, it's Breakthrough Entertainment's Halloween Spooktacular. Of course, we're celebrating Halloween all month long here on Breakthrough Entertainment. The song that you're hearing bringing us into this segment, of course, is... Oh my gosh, my notes are all over the place. I hear it in my ear, but the name of the
I'll
song...
I'll sing it.
No, it's American Psycho's Hip to Be Square, Huey Lewis and the News.
I like them.
Yeah, you like him, huh? Hip to Be Square by Huey Lewis and the News from American Psycho, the song that... Patrick Bateman, is it Patrick Bateman? I don't know. I'm getting confused
Jason
with the rules.
Bateman.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, Patrick Bateman loves to kill people by.
And Huey Lewis was in The Duet, which was a pretty cool movie.
Yeah, that was a good movie.
Yeah.
I like that too.
That was good.
Yes, but in addition to Halloween, we've got to get to some other things as well. Dave, we have a special caller on the line, don't we?
We do indeed. Who is the mystery caller?
It's me.
Oh, hello. It's Trisha. And she's on assignment calling in because we saw a fantastic play, I'm going to tell you now, Sex with Strangers, Audience Participation. No, I'm kidding.
Uh-oh.
Not that part. But we're going to do a review of that. Herberger Theater, it's still on till I think, October 11th, I believe. Yeah, I do believe it's on, and it's well worth seeing. But, Trisha, let me just give sort of set up the stage, and then you can give your review. But this is sort of a mini review by me and also a description of what I saw happening with this fantastic play. But Sex with Strangers is a live play reflecting how old-fashioned love with all its wishful thinking collides with modern times and the instant and quick ways of social media in a world where success breeds confidence and lack of success can create low self-esteem. Two strangers get trapped at a cabin on a cold, very cold, snowy night. Sex is in the air, disguised as love, igniting the flames of passion between two writers whose careers are going in opposite directions. The development of each character was fascinating, revealing aspects of each other that had attractive and unattractive qualities. The relationship was built on instant gratification, sprinkled with the awe of success and the compassion to help. And this is a clever, smart, and intriguing play with lots of laughs, very funny, and hot scenes that lead to one's imagination, where sex at one time long ago was thought maybe extremely personal. New times redefine sex as a way to fill the void or cover the pain of loneliness. Yet there are some things that are much more personal than sex. As a relationship develops, the two great actors perform flawlessly, giving the audience and performing passionate scenes in front of several hundred strangers.
Wow.
Does that sort of sum it up, Trisha?
I think you did a pretty darn good job, yes.
Thank you. But what's your take on this? I know we enjoyed it.
Oh, very, very, very much so. I didn't know, I mean, I knew the gist of it, that, you know, it had to do with the way that we use social media now to almost pre-screen people. And in this particular case, it's juxtapositioned to meeting someone like you used to do in the old days, whether it was at a club or somewhere else, and you meet them and you think you know them. But then now with social media, you look and you go, oh, my goodness. And it can really change your perception of things. So it's really, it's got a lot of subtext, a lot of things going on. But thing that struck me the most, it's at Stage West at the Herberger Theater.
Right.
It's the smaller theater on the west side. And I will tell you, it's so good that it's there because you can actually see the expressions on these two actors' faces. And they do a phenomenal job, really, even with the quick changes, because it's just the two of them in basically this living room and kitchen of two different apartments, or a house and an apartment. And just absolutely phenomenal acting, great story. I know when I posted on Facebook that I was there watching that, you know, some of my friends were saying, oh, I guess I wouldn't take grandma to that one, or mom. And you know what? I would, because, yes, it's got some steamy hot scenes, but they leave enough to the imagination.
Oh, yeah.
That I would be okay to do that, to bring my parents or my grandparents to it. But phenomenal, everybody. that can should go and see this show. Stray Cats Theater in conjunction with Arizona Theater Company. So it's ATC and Stray Cats together in a collaboration. And no matter what your taste is, you will enjoy this show.
No doubt. And Heather Lee Harper played Olivia. Excellent job. And Tyler, I think it's Eaglin, played Ethan.
And boy, doesn't he have a nice six-pack, huh?
Well, I didn't look at the six-pack. I was looking at Olivia some of the time.
Oh, yeah. She's beautiful, too. And, wow.
It was very cool. Yeah. We spoke to the director, Ron May, a little bit after the show. And, boy, he seemed very excited. And why not? Because it went over very well. And I'm sure they're going to get a lot of people. So definitely get out there. Herberger, Stage West, definitely see Sex with Strangers. And you will be live in the audience. And who knows? Maybe there'll
alive.
Be participation time. Maybe they'll put an intermission in for just certain things that we can't talk about.
Chlamydia.
Yeah.
No, none of that. But boy, everybody in the audience, there were outbursts of laughter.
It was cool.
It's usually what happens when you have sex with strangers, so you know. And you know what? We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with Greg and your insight into The Martian. But the song that's bringing us into our break is my notes all here all over the place again, but from House of the Devil. One thing leads to another by Fix. Of course, House of the Devil, a lot of fun. That's a really good movie, right?
It's a scary song.
Never seen that one? One thing leads to another. Oh, yeah. Okay,
I'll
go about my business.
A scary movie like that. But yeah. It sounds good right now. Of course, Breakthrough Entertainment's Halloween Spooktacular all month long in October. We'll be right back.